Okay, I'm back. And you're listening to State of the Kingdom, and we're going to answer your questions. So, here we go. Criswell asks, have you discovered something new in the Lamb Observatory yet? Nope. Because, well, you know, I have more important things to do with my turns. That's just me. Stark Moon. Hopefully you're back. Question. Need to beat the 90 sources as the Possum Answer. No furry suit due to blown up one. You. Just decide level 12. Hardcore Oxy. Also is the first hardcore run, so only PM skills available. Ew. I'm trying to remember how I did that with Ash. I think what I had to do with him early on was get every spell boosting damage item I could. Anything that increased spell damage, I would have to get. And I put those all on, and then I wouldn't use the strongest spell because it ate mana points too quick. I'd go down a level or down two. Because really, if you get the spell to hit, then with all your extra damage pieces, that would work as well. So I would use all of those, and for a familiar, I can't remember if I used an attack familiar or a slowing familiar. I don't remember which. With the teddy bears now, that might actually be a good thing. If you're time to level 1, it's level 20. If not, then go with whatever familiar you've got that's strong and can help. You know, a lime or something like that. You know, an NPZR, obviously, or a dodecapede. Yeah. But I would say probably, you know, just get all your spell damage as much as possible through your items. And just hope you can hit it. And if you don't get it on one turn, which I think you only have one turn today, you have 40 more tomorrow. I'm sorry, but yeah, with that few skills, it is hard. And it is going to be tricky. And, you know, if you've got plot holes, use the plot holes intermittently to stop them. If you've got potions or elixirs, use those to heal yourself. That's the best I can give you. And that's just kind of, you know, how it is. Criswell asks, a simple monkey or an ADD demon? Discuss with examples. It's like an AP test question. I would have to go with the symbol monkey, except in situations when you're solely farming for stuff. Like, for example, right now, Ash is using his bitten, which is the same thing as a symbol playing monkey, and will very soon, once he gets one more wheel adventure, be switching over to his coffee pixie, also known as an ADD demon, because it is now time to go play grab the stars and lines as fast as you can in the hole in the sky and get the hell out of there. Because while I love the hole in the sky, for a level 10, it really should be called hell in the sky, because that is a hard place to live a long time. You know, level 15, 16, 17, nothing, fine. Level 10, problem. It's hard. So the ADD demon is a good when you really, really, really need item drops quickly. Common places would be the Goatlet, the castle, if you really freaking need a wolf mask or something like that. You know, other than that, really, I don't use it that often, because, you know, the more stats you can get, the faster you ascend. And that's important. So that would be my suggestion on that one. Is I like them both. I mean, there are uses for both. It's just, what do you need in that area? Do you need stats? Are you trying to power farm to get somewhere else? Or are you trying to get items to get out of that area to go somewhere where you can power farm? That's your question. Use the appropriate one. U27 I am a steel clubber and hope to be ascending soon. Oxycore, do you have any advice on the sign to ascend under, the familiars to keep, and the skills to keep? Seal clubber, there are a few skills that you would want to keep. Okay, lunging thrust mech, because it's the linchpin of LTS synergy, but it really works best when you have Eye of the Stone. So I might could persuade you to loop back around and do a double seal clubber, because that's pretty much awesome. Oh, excuse me. For signs to ascend under, it depends on what path you're going to take. If you're going to go Oxy, then you probably want to go on that gives you a stat boost per adventure. If you're going to go Teetotaler or No Path, I highly recommend going Possum. If you're going to go Boostiferian, I highly recommend Blender. And then for... what's your last question on there? Sound familiar? And the familiar to keep. Well, you know, let me look at what familiars you got here. That would be the easiest thing to do. It was U27. Look over at you. Boy, the one that would say keep is your Bloodface Volleyball. Actually, no, you have a Howling Sombrero. Keep your Sombrero, because that will be useful for you later on. Keep your Sombrero. Yes, Sombrero. But get it leveled up as fast as you can. Let's see here. Let me copy this question before it runs away. Please do remember to send questions in blue messages, not green, because it makes it harder for me to do. But for those of you who did send them, I will get them. But no more! No more. Okay. Next question is Discworldian. I'm a level 13 sorcerer, and right now I'm in a rut where I cannot actually survive the monsters in the Hole in the Sky or the Giant's Castle, but can easily fight the Yetis. What's the best way to spend my adventures? Well, what are you doing? Are you trying to get the stuff you need to go to the lair? Or are you trying to get to level 14 quicker to get a skill? Because that matters. Your goal matters what you want to do. If you're trying to ascend and get the hell out of here, you have no business in the peak. If you're in a Hole in the Sky or a Giant's Castle, what I would highly suggest is maybe some adventures in or some mulp time looking for potions of temporary greatness, which is grapes plus sauce crafting, and you should be able to get intrinsic, you know, the level 11 skill that gives you double potion length, whatever that is. If you've got greatness, your problems are taken care of. You maybe need like 3 in the Hole in the Sky, maybe 4, and then depending on, you know, you're already level 11, so you don't need anything in the castle, unless you're needing, like, you know, parts for a furry outfit or something. But yeah, get you some potions. You're a sorcerer, so you have the reagents, so all you need is grapes or oranges. Either one will work more than likely. I would go with the grapes, the ones you can get from the extreme slope, because that will make your life a little bit easier. That's my suggestion, and I'm sticking to it. Next question we have is from Gleebs. Gleebs says, this is my last run before I go Gordcore. Hey, I did that with Ash. That's kind of fun. I'm taking advanced cocktail crafting. I'm going as an accordion thief, pack rat sign with my ADD demon. Should I go teetotaler for stomach so I can eat more pasta? Yeah. And then I'd say drop your teat run and go no path so that you can get more turns. Because on a Gordcore run, really, it's not about food pieces. It's getting them as fast as frickin' possible. So I'd say go teat, drop it, so then you can have all your booze, and go from there. That'd be my suggestion. Bunger. I don't know if it's a... Oh, God. He's asking, what's better, an item that gives mysticality or an item that gives spell damage for a sorcerer? I would go with the actual damage. Because if you're adding mysticality, it's going to add not as much as, say, a plus 10. If you get a plus 10 damage, oh, yeah, that's much better than what something from, like, plus 5 mysticality is going to give you. So, if you don't believe me, try it sometime. Do 5 adventures against the same type of monster. One with your spell book and one without, and you should see an average, which is a little bit better for the melee for the spell damage. Same goes with muscle versus melee damage. Gleebs asks, since booze ingredients are harder to find, I'm also going for the golden meat stack. Should I buy accordion steed skills like bulk of plenty and fat loot, or would those slow me down? Hey, everything that helps you with items and meat drops is always good. If you're going to spend 2 runs to get them before the meat stack, then that's fine. They are skills that I got before I went Oxycore, so I see them as important in a small skill set, not the massive skill set that Dark Eagle has. So, yeah, I can see them as useful. Not necessarily. Let's see here. My next question is Senior Random, who made me a pretty kick-ass picture, and also won my avatar from Sin for the forums, whenever she's able to get to that. I'm currently doing a hardcore Seal Clubber run. I'm debating on whether to take LTS, Dual Wield, Eye of the Stoat, or Northern Exposure. That's a good question, because you really have hit 4 of the 6 skills that would suggest the other 2 that I would also suggest being Claws of the Walrus and Claws of the Otter. Al says again, it depends on what you're planning on doing next. If you're going to do a double Seal Clubber run, like hardcore Seal Clubber and then looping into a second hardcore Seal Clubber, which I highly recommend because a Seal Clubber with a Shillelagh is hot sex. Okay? It is just unreal amazing. Trust me. But what's better than that is a dual wielding. A dual wielding Seal Clubber with dual wielding Shillelaghs. Oh my god, now of course you can't do that in hardcore, but in softcore, oh. Or when you beat in your run, oh. But anyway, I digress. Lunging Thrust Mech and Eye of the Stoat are important. And if you do the back-to-back, and I don't remember which one's higher level, but take the one that's the higher level, because then as soon as you get to the one that's the lower level and you buy it the second time, A, it's cheaper to buy the second time, and B, you now have both quicker than waiting for that second. I think I is higher than Lunging Thrust Mech, but if I'm wrong, then adjust that. And someone will tell me very quickly. Dual Wield is good. It's kind of more of a after those two. Dual Wield is good after you've got LTS and I, and maybe during while you're getting Claws. Northern Exposure is nice. It's not as necessary because when you go Sorcerer, you can get Elemental Sorcerer, which can help you with a few areas that you need. I view those passive LTS is higher, so yeah. So get LTS first, then come back around and get I. But I view those passive resistances kind of as a tertiary field of things to get once you're pretty well established. They're great to have. I'm not denying how great the passive resistances are. They're not dramatically imperative to get early on. They're not even a secondary skill for me. They're like third tier. Because Elemental Saw Sphere, which is, should be one of your early Sorcerer run skills, pretty much fits that bill. U27, what are the chances I will get the tattoo if I drink a martini? Well, you know, you're wanting an actual number. I'm not sure if anybody's actually figured out the actual number. But let's go to the wiki and let's check that out. Tattoo. And we'll go to, where's the martini one? It's right here. The wiki says that it's a 1 in 4 chance that you will get the tattoo. So, there you go. I hope that helps. And, tattoo page is pretty cool. Anyway, I'm digressing. I continue on. So yes, 25% chance. Drink 4, on average you should get it. 7K asks, I know in Ronin it should not be an issue if you prepared, but if Toy didn't what are good, easy... What? Hold on. What? Okay. I'm going to try to guess what you're asking me here. But if you didn't, what are good, easy foods to get or make? If you have pasta mastery, then, and especially if you have sauce crafting, it's wide open. If you're in Ronin and you're softcore, you should have chow mains that you can pull every day. Okay? I'm going to assume that you have no chow mains to pull. And I'm going to hope then that you have pasta mastery, and if you don't, then you're really in trouble. Pasta mastery, you can make foods. You know, if you have pasta mastery, then you can make your own chow mains if you have the herbs and spices. If you also have sauce crafting, you can make reagent foods. If not, then really we're looking at burritos, beans of some type. There are three types of beans, and some spices, and habanero peppers, if you can get jalapeno peppers and you get those. And, yeah, so really, burritos if you don't have access to pasta mastery. But I'm going to assume that's what you mean by not being prepared, is that you don't have the stuff in your place for your stash. If I'm wrong on that, send me a follow-up question. Otherwise, I have no clue what you're talking about. Gleebs asks, have I seen Mr. Bill's video yet? For those of you who don't know, Mr. Bill was one of the first ones to actually pull off the one-day ascension. More power to him. And actually saved it as this monstrosity of like a 400-meg video series. And I've not actually watched it yet. I have read the logs. And I'm not really far off what he's doing. There's a couple things he did a little bit differently. And also the fact that he has 3 hockey sticks. But I digress. So, yeah. Gleaves then asks, would any stainless steel item be a staple to a softcore runner? I'm getting a shillelagh right now. That's been the one thing that I honestly have debated about with Dark Eagle, is do I want to go and get a shillelagh for him? Because that would make life fun. But then I'm kind of like, I have every skill there is. The runs were getting pretty tame. I mean, I was getting bored. So, if you've got icicles, I'd use those instead of the shillelaghs, because getting the stat bonus is better. Megary, I'm not doing requests. But you can, like, maybe. I'm not doing requests. I'm not even going to have the Gmail box open. Brett Day points out that if I have intrinsic spiciness, immaculate seasoning, stream of sauce, and kickback cookbook first day, you can power through the early game pretty well. Okay. He also points out that he thinks they need one more passive magic power-up skill. Hopefully that'll be the last 15 level 15 skill. And it's a 2x multiplier. And I agree. If you did a 2 or a 3 spell damage multiplier, then the mysticality route becomes viable. Have you seen the deep fat Friar's Quest video yet.
Nope.
Simon the Flatulent asks, why is it that we drive on parkways, but park on driveways? Well, it's very simple. It's to confuse the aliens whenever they come out, and they finally decide to invade the world. Sarge247 asks, do you ever use a volleyball? I've been told to use a volleyball until Mount Mivar shoes, and then use a sombrero, and assume the level 20 summon sombrero, so you have it ready to go. Well, that would be in a 20 versus 20 situation, meaning that a volleyball will give you more stats early on, and then the sombrero will get more approximately the IC peak. I use one of the hybrid familiars, which is the, you know, plus volleyball plus meat with wax lips, or I used the hovering sombrero plus wax lips, and I honestly did not find a major difference between the two. Honestly did not. Honestly. Didn't find a difference between the two. So, Wombat asks, any advice for killing the naughty sorceress as an accordion thief without lunging thrust mac? This one's going to sound counterintuitive, but it worked for me, especially early on. I upped my moxie as much as possible and did a lot of damage reduction, and then tried to face stab it to death. Because when it eventually started hitting, it was okay. And now it took me a couple runs to do that, because it is kind of counterintuitive. Like, oh my god, you don't want to raise your moxie. But if you're an accordion thief and you don't have lunging thrust mech, then your only strength really is your moxie ability. And so you've got to be able then to have that high moxie slash ability to hit with it for those skills. So, yeah, it is kind of a hard row. But keep at it. Eventually you'll get it. I think early on with Ash, that was like my hardest run, was getting through the freaking accordion thief run. Because, see, I don't even have face stats in Cisco Bandit. Accordion thief was a pain in the butt. And it just... I think I use a lot of items. I use a lot of plot holes. I use a lot of, like, Frigid Ninja Stars, Star Throwing Stars. I think I just item nuked it to death. I think that's what I ended up doing. Yeah, that is what I ended up doing. Because Disco Band's when I used the face stab. Gleba Titties. This is just wrong, people. Wrong. 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 ADD Demon versus the Shaman. Discuss. Let's see, the Shaman is plus meat plus item, which in very few places is dramatically important for both. The AD Demon is plus... Wait. No, the Shaman is plus stats plus items. I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Let's start this over. Rewind. The AD Demon is plus meat plus items, which is fairly useful. The Shaman is plus stats plus items, but at a magic point cost. Some people tend to like the Shaman because it basically means that you have a familiar that's always going to give you stats. But in a speed softcore run, especially when you're still in Ronin, I find that being able to fund just my spells and my LTSs was hard enough until I got to level 8. So unless you tap into a larger meat supply from a Black Lotus, Red Balloon, etc., then what you get from the free facsimile dictionary, which is free, which means you're not losing 50,000 meat every run per item, I find that the Shaman is hard to really fund. and be able to have the buffs and the LTSs that you need to successfully hardcore run in a softcore speed run. In a hardcore situation, I see the same problems, but it's even worse now. Early on, you have no access to lots of meat to fund your magic points to fund the shaman, because those magic points tend to be what I found out was slowing me down. Making sure I had all the buffs that I really needed on at the time when I was doing something. So I really have to say, unless you're going in a situation which is a non-speed softcore or a non-hardcore, I think the funding issues and long-term meat loss from the items you'd have to auto-sell to get that meat don't really outweigh the benefits that you get in that run. I think in short term, yes, it's a good thing. In a long term for the character in terms of wealth and power and such overall, I don't see that dramatic much of difference. I think I would rather focus on stats and meat and then use my item buffs that way. That's just me. And that's just me. But now I'm saying, I know a lot of people are using the hobo now, because it's a give booze, get magic points back, which I have to say that you know, a lot of people are calling that the poor man's Cheshire Bitten, and the hobo's pretty cool. I have to admit, the hobo ghost is pretty cool. Acts like a fireball, but when given booze, asshole acts like a starfish. And I think perhaps if you're a teetotaler and you have lots of booze you find and you use that in conjunction with your pygmy bugbear, that might make it a little bit easier, but still, it's kind of eh. So, like I said, that's just my feel. You know, and that's the thing with Dark Eagles, that, of course, you know, I'm getting on the Mr. A familiar, I'm putting him on Ash, because that's my main character, which means I really don't have time to play with him, so I don't have to get to play with him a lot, but yeah, if you get extra booze, you can give it to the hobo, and poof, you get magic points back, so that's me. Whole radio thing's about, whole radio thing is listening to music, and in this case, listening to me explain how to play the game. Life is a Lemon asks, I am contemplating a hardcore run after I finish this softcore Seal Clover run. Do you have any suggestions as to what I ascend as? Well, Life is a Lemon, if you have no hardcore runs before, I would suggest to you possibly the Postomancer, because that will give you Postomancery, which of course gives you access to better food. That'd be my first suggestion. If you already have Postomancery, then I would suggest that you go on to advanced sauce crafting, monstrous mandrigal, mad looting skills. So that would be my suggestion. Nevada and Jacoby asks, with all the updates and recent memory to booze, is it worth it now to go no paths? I'm generally a constant teetotaler, but with the boost to oats and cocktail craft stuffing, I've been contemplating. Those pâtés are the only thing keeping me as current. You know, I could do a pretty damn quick teetotaler run. And, you know, yeah, it's good. I still softcore recommend the teet drop. I mean, yeah, those pâtés make your early run nice, especially if you start a run on a stat day. And Haplo has checked in for the next show, which is great. I say stay with the pâtés, because it does make your runs somewhat easier to manage, and not have to worry about getting food and drink. Default 28, I haven't played for, like, God, I don't know, like, 2 years. What new areas are different? Wow. I would say almost every area has something new slash different, especially then when you actually beat... Okay, first off, you can beat the Naughty Sorceress now, and when you beat the Naughty Sorceress, you get to see areas that don't even exist because you don't get to see them until you ascend. And then even then, you don't get to see them all the time because you have to pick different choices. Yes, they make you choices. So, yes, they have everything. He also asks, is the observatory broken, or does someone steal all the stars from the sky, or is the observatory that lame? No, it works, and, you know, it's a great little adventure, and it was a meat sink, so it's a great little adventure sink for small piece of e-penis. Okay, guys, this is my last question. I have 15 minutes, so you should, you should, you know... Oh, wait, I have another question. So I have, like, two questions for 15 minutes. So this would be your time, hurry, hurry, to send me questions. Ashelon, that's player number 67689. You guys have been doing really good. I do a musical break, and I actually could if I get decent number of questions. And I have to do the musical break at all for the second half. It'd be pretty cool. Almighty Tallest asks... Hold on. I'm a pasta mancer in Hardcore Oxy. Just about ready to take on the Naughty Sorceress, but I broke my wand. Oh, the trauma. And have no ability to make the furry pants. Suggestions on an outfit. Okay. Almighty Tallest, I'm not sure what skill set you have. I mean, because I'll give you kind of two different ideas. If you're an early HCO, you know what? I'm just going to go look at your character. And I'm going to figure this out. Let's see here. Have Ascensions. Have a Disco Bandit class. And a Turtle Tamer class. Okay, so you don't have Lunching Thrust Mac. Okay, as a Postamancer... this is going to be fun. As a Postamancer, really what you're going to look at is... You have lots of spells. And without the moxie thing, you need to make sure that your spells are pretty potent as good. So whatever hat, whatever pants, whatever items, offhands, everything that will increase your mysticality, but increase your hit points, you know, maybe part of the lead outfit. I don't remember if it's a Dragon Ball hat or the lead pants. That muscle boosts Moxie down. That's usually pretty good. Mohawk wig is good because it gives you melee damage. Those times you're around magic, you just gotta whack at them with the wand. Your kickback cookbook. Anything that gives you extra spell boostage. Anything that raises your hit points. Anything that lowers your Moxie is going to be good. And you just got to waylay on them. You just got to throw the massive spells on there. I'll have from previous ascensions are amphibian sympathy, man looting skills, and some hilarious. Okay, so yeah, what I'm saying is probably what you want to do then is the Mohawk wig, if you've got one, because it helps. The leap trousers, because it lowers your muscle a little bit and raises your muscle. So again, when you run out of them spells, you can hit them. Kickback cookbook's a definite, because that's going to help. The spell books are going to help. Anything that raises your hit points, anything that will give you extra damage. The hobo gloves, the flaming talons. Well, you can't have that in the cookbook, so pick one. Basically, what you're looking for are things that's going to raise your damage per hit. So when you hit them, you want as much damage as possible. You also want to have a lot of items. You want to have a lot of plot holes. You want to have a lot of ninja stars. You want to have a lot of star throwing stars. You want to have plenty of elixir. This one's going to take a little bit of challenge. This one's going to be a little bit tougher than with the furry suit, because you have to have hit point management, but then you've also got to have damage management. And I've done a couple of those runs with Ash. It's tough, but it's doable. You know, it may not take the first time or two, but eventually it does end up working. So, and, I only have one more question. It'd be really nice if people sent in a question or three, so I could stall for 10 minutes and then hand off to Haplo. That would be really cool, because then I wouldn't have to play a song, come back, say three words, and then leave again. I'm not sure if this is working. Is it working? Am I going to get some questions? That'd be cool. Trying to stall. Look at me, I'm stalling. I'm stalling. Ronisha asks, do you recommend the teat drop for hardcore? No, I don't. Unless I did it one time, and it was to go to a no path that was leading into an hardcore oxycore run. Because at that point, I didn't need the pates. I didn't need any whiskey. So I teat dropped the run before, just so it would be a little bit faster. And that was a specific situation. And really, I can't think of any other specific situation that would make it quick enough to make sense to do that. Because those pates in that next run get you from level 1 to level 4, and you completely jump that beginning game crap time. Yeah, I highly recommend keeping the pates. I have questions. Bartolo42 asks, what is your favorite cheese? Baby Swiss or port wine? Oh my tie, so I stick with the ghost pickle on a stick or try to level up a barnacle to slow her down. If your ghost pickle is about level 10, level 12, somewhere about 10 to 15, stay with the ghost pickle because it'll hit for damage, but then also level her down occasionally. Just watch that if the pickle's dripping a lot, don't use plot holes, use other weapons, because if you plot hole too much, then she undoes all of her de-leveling. Let's see here. U27, if you had a 10-leaf clover, where would you adventure and why? Well, if I'm teetotaling, I'm going to do it in the kitchens, because then that gives me sausages and mushrooms, which means I can make reagent foods. Brett Day, I'm surprised you don't recommend sympathy as an early choice for hardcore skills. Reason? Oh, I do. I do. You know, first five should be Possumancery, Sauce Crafting, Sympathy, Mad Looting Skills, and Monstrous Magical. Those are the first five skills I highly recommend for everybody. So there's no reason that I don't. Let's see here. Marsh Plank, you need a question, so here's one to answer. Just don't mention my name. Whoops. Yeah, so Guido asks, what's the best way of training familiars and still generating material to sell in a store? Well, that's actually a pretty good question. Training familiars, you know, pretty much, you know, your best way of training familiar is going to be in the arena. But, you know, if you're also wanting to get stuff, then I would just, you know, go to the peak, go to whatever area you're wanting to farm for that item, and just sit on there. And then you want to kind of bump up your item gathering skills through buffs and snow cones. And just, you know, level up your familiars. I would still say, though, that I would still recommend that you maybe do half and half, half gathering stuff and half doing the cake-shaped arena, because you can get 4 or 5 kills and experience points per item, per thing. So, sorry about that. Let's see here. Bahu says, just about to finish up a soft seal clubber run. I already have Island Dual Wield Shut up, it's Keen. Oh, I'm not denying. Should I take Thrustmaster or Lunging Thrustmaster first? LTS, because it's a higher level skill. That means you'll have it sooner. Then that means you have both of them sooner. If you, then you come back around and get Thrustmaster. And then after that, Yujikar asks, what's the meaning of life? 42. Nevin Jacoby asks, I don't remember when about it happened, but at what point do you genuinely need stop needing to use a furry suit? Once you have LTS and eye and a couple claws that are passives, and you have a decent amount of passive things, about 15-20 runs in about when I could actually live without having the furry suit. Let's see here. Life is a limit. Okay, so if I do a hardcore pasta run for my next run, which familiar should I take along? A hovering sombrero, or a blood phase volleyball, or a symbol playing monkey, whichever of those three you have. If you have the volleyball and the hovering sombrero, take the volleyball, because it'll be easier earlier on. Or take the sombrero. Either one doesn't really matter. Minden says, my next hardcore runs are going to be Seal Clubber, Disco Pendant. I'll have Pasta Mastery Empathy after I finish this run. Take Empathy by accident. That's pretty good. Zodiac sign should I go by? It depends on your path. If you're going to go Teetotaler, go Possum. If you're going to go No Path, go whatever the muscle sign is. Or go to the stat sign for your class, and you're going to go Teetotaler, go Blender. Sailor Bowser asks, did you answer my question yet? If not, what should be the first accordion thief skill they make permanent? That would be Moxious Madrigal. Then followed up with Polka and Fat Loot. And then Symphony of Destruction. Yeah, that would be my list there. Guido lost his marbles. Any idea where I can find them? Go look in the Nobgoblin treasury. Just happy to be here. Sorry if this was asked before I came late, but are you, Ashlyn, going to bother spending time with the lame Observer? I know your love for the stars. I spent 100 turns, didn't find anything. I have a junior badge and ice cream, and that's about all I'm going to do. Almighty Titus, is the NPZR worth using? Oh my god, yes. Yes, NPZR is a great... critter to use for the naughty sorceress. I just use it. I have sympathy, and then I'll pull out the rhesus monkey about level 11, and that works pretty good. iClub U asks, did you listen to Hard Rock Hallelujah? What do you think about it? I have to admit, it's an interesting song. Not the best hard rock song I've really ever heard, but it makes me wonder what the other songs in the Eurosong contest had to be just crap. And apparently now Russia's bitching because they thought that their song was obviously better, but then again, if it was this croony pop song crap, I would have voted for this too. But, you know, from my understanding of the Eurosong, it turned into this pop fest and was stuck in the boy band slash... Hanson slash boy band croony crap and needed to move on into more modern music, and if this is what sparks it, then great. Minden says, Muscle gives me Chow Mains, Moss gives me Booze, Mist gives me the MCD. I can't decide which. Well, go with the MCD. That'll be easier. Bartolo 42, the mall price for pointy mushrooms was recently above 1,000. Do you have any idea why it suddenly dropped to 299? Somebody probably bought them all, put them at 1,000, and was trying to manipulate them all. I don't know of anything item-wise why anything pointy mushrooms would be coming out. Easier way to get meat in hardcore, says Gleaves. Treasury with clover, or treasury without clover? Well, treasury with clover gives you 1,000, but, Treasure Without Clover is pretty good too, especially if you have a meat gathering familiar on. Yujikar asks, what's on the outside of the KOL map? Your character stats and the chat pane. Aren't you cute when you laugh? People tell me that. and I have two more questions, and that's all I'm doing, because I'm running out of time. Amani Tallis asks, would you recommend going in against the Naughty Sorceress with the Star outfit, or is it asking for a beatdown? Yeah, that kind of is, because it doesn't really give you any benefit. It just raises your stats, but not in a priority. So I would say, really, things that give you melee / mysticality, spell damage, and or harass any type of damage, and then things that raise your hit points. U27, advice for leveling. If you're... below level 6, if you're below level 8, you want to be down in Menagerie level 3. If you're levels 8 and 9, you want to be in Icy Peak, and if you're level 10 and higher, Castle. There you go. Alright, guys. I am out of here. To Haplo is up next. You shall be nice to the Haplo, or bad things will happen to you. This has been State of the Kingdom. Excellent question piece today. Good questions. Made me think on some of them. I like those. Questions that make me think? Good. Questions that I've answered 20 times? Bad. But, anyway, I will leave you with some Savage Garden. You've been listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL.